I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
The men who would have treated me the way I wanted to be treated, I didn't want. That's just the honest truth.
What kind of shit is that?
And if more people would just be honest about the fact that they have met good people, they have met solid people who would have been great partners in a relationship, but for whatever reason, it was just something about that person you just couldn't get with, and that's the reason why you didn't move forward.
That is her fucking loss. As far as I see it, he dodged a bullet with this.
So why didn't you like the guys who would have been good to you? Well, okay, women are super, super shallow. And handsome isn't even good enough for a woman who thinks she's cute. They want a man who's super duper fine. So that's one reason why she may have, you know, passed on the dude who would have treated her right. Another reason is women don't want a man who don't have a backbone. And women don't want a man who's going to kiss their butt. So he was probably a simpy type guy who was giving her signals that he was going to kiss butt and he didn't have a spine. And that's probably what she didn't like about him.
Oh, there is not a chance. I would bet every last dime of the Powerball.
That's what y'all really need to start talking more about online instead of who don't do what and what you can't get. You've met good people. Stop it. All right? And if you haven't, it's definitely something wrong with you.
Look who's talking.
Well, let's be clear. There's something wrong with you if you met multiple good men and you didn't seal them.
I never get jealous when I see women get online and show the stuff that they man doing for them, because I look at said man and I know if I was put in the position for said man, I wouldn't have wanted them.
And when she's a bitch, you let her know you've been a bitch.
That's cute, but you still get jealous because you still want the guys that you do want, who you have in your phone, to do that nice stuff for you, and they never will. So yeah, you don't fantasize about that particular guy doing it for you. You fantasize about the guy who just left at 3 a.m. doing it for you.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
I'm not exempt from it. I'm sure some men who done met me and they was like, dang, she's such a dope girl, da 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 da. But if it, for whatever reason, they didn't like me. It is what it is.
Your personality is like a lot over the top, and you do these silly TikToks. You too much. If I had to predict why they didn't like you, those would be my two first guesses.
Hitting the wall was a very real thing. I never argued with Kevin Samuels about that, because the reality is the older you get, the worse your options get. So by the time you get to said age and you look around and you realize what you're left with to choose from, and you realize it is either going to be you dealing with somebody who you don't find to be attractive, somebody who come with a bunch of baggage, who got a bunch of problems.
No, you ain't talking. You? What?
But do you realize you are the P in the dating pool as well? You come with a bunch of baggage and a bunch of problems. This guy that you have in your mind who you would be settling for, y'all would be settling for each other. Maybe that can make you get over the hump once you realize that.
Divorcees, bunch of kids. You realize you're dealing with somebody who they never got it together throughout their life.
Yeah, if they didn't get it together through life, you step them up then. That's the age where you're at. If you're like 35, 40, yeah, it's time for you to bring more value than you get. You have plenty of opportunity for it to be reversed.
Don't have nowhere to stay. They still not financially stable. Still jumping from job to job if they even got a job.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
You just realize you really don't have no options, right? And so now you're met with the wall. You get to choose at that wall if you're going to settle or you're going to just go ahead and hit it. I'm going to go ahead and hit it. I'm going to hit it.
And she'll get away with it because you want to cut her face.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. It's funny now because she's still fit and cute. When them wrinkles really start coming in and the filters on TikTok won't even help, and that body start looking kind of suspicious, she's going to change her tune. She is going to be one angry woman. All these jokes and stuff going to go out the window. Trust me.
You don't know that.
Did y'all see that video of this man basically saying, it's not that I'm that great of a guy, even though he believes he was attractive, but it's just that the dating pool with the men right now here are trash. I actually had a friend tell me directly that it's so easy for him to get a woman to want to be with him.
These types of women only believe men when they're reaffirming things that they already believe. It's so interesting, man.
Him just by being a decent guy and treating her like a human, simply because the men that women are dating are so bad that when they come across a decent guy, they want to hold on to him.
Keep in mind, most women, especially if they have any attractiveness on them, they don't see any guy less than a top 10%. So when she says, oh, most men are treating women like crap, she means most of the men who got a ton of options because he's tall and fine. So yeah, when you meet the tall, fine guy who actually willing to return a text or, you know, act like he's listening to you on a date, he's like a unicorn. Well, the funny thing is, he's going to pump and dump too. He's just going to be nice about it.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Most men treat women really good. Most men would feel like it's their lucky day to even get to go on a date with a pretty girl. So don't believe this hogwash about most men treat women like garbage. You're telling on yourself, but you're not smart enough to realize it.
How do you lack so much self-awareness that you don't see how stupid all of this is?
Notice how the men saying this didn't put the blame on the women, but they put the blame on the men. Even though they believe they are good guys, they are just treating women that they're dating as decent human beings. And just by being a decent, not phenomenal, not grandiose, not great boyfriend, partner, whatever, treating a woman with basic bare minimum respect gets them more play than they anticipated simply because they don't treat women like the bottom of their shoe. They don't treat women like they hate them. They treat those women that they're engaging with like they care about their well-being as people.
What? That's a lot. He doing shit. He better than me. He way better than me.
Let me ask you this. Do you treat bottom 50% men with basic human decency?
Man, hell no!
Seattle black men do not like black women. Seattle black men prefer white women or...
Oh, no. I think it's just they don't prefer black women who look like they work directly for Lucifer. I think that might be what it is. Don't just generalize and say black men just don't like black women in this city or whatever. Look at what you look like. Who in their right mind is gonna like this? It's almost like you're trying to repel men with this look. When do they get to this point? How many rejections or failed relationships or situationships before they just say F it and do this to themselves?
You don't really want to know.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.